Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
So the eyes are the window to your health. Sometimes you have to clean the window up. Sometimes you have to get past the window. But in this case, you sometimes have to put a lens into that window to change the prescription. Yeah, you know of glasses. That changes it in front of your eye. Contact lenses. That'll change it on your eye. Cataract surgery. That changes it in your eye. But there's the new Camera lens, and it's an implant into the cornea, so people with that same eye, the one eye, can see near and far. But I'm actually going to discuss that a little further in another segment, because it's important to know there are always options for people, just like their risks and their benefits. In terms of risks and benefits, vitamin D is a great benefit. I would say in the last month, there have been 7 articles on vitamin D, because it's no longer just a vitamin, it's a hormone. It's a hormone that does a couple very interesting things. First of all, it improves your immunity, whether it's the flu, whether it's pink eye, whether it's tuberculosis. It reduces the risk of each. People that have a normal vitamin D level have the same resistance to the new influenza A epidemics that come along as those who get the vaccine. People have a normal vitamin D level. It will turn off 2 pro-cancer genes. D will also elongate your chromosomes, meaning improve the telomeres, which is another sign of health and longevity. But the 2 recent articles were that vitamin D with a normal level in the Journal of Rheumatic Diseases, it was reported, protects against dry eyes. Dry eyes is a compounding of multiple things: eyelid inflammation, eyelid bacteria, red conjunctiva, not enough tears, too much oil, etc. You put that all together, and D is an anti-inflammatory. And so here's a study that substantiates that a normal D level protects you against dry eyes. And you can get the vitamin D level checked, a serum level checked, on a routine medical exam when they're going to be drawing other bloods. Also, a normal circulating D level apparently reduces your risk of macular degeneration. This comes from a European journal that is actually coming out, the article's coming out next week, but it was printed online. And it becomes the 5th such article that shows that a normal D level is actually protective against macular degeneration. It'd be very nice to know it also would reduce the progression. But my thought always is, if something improves something, it doesn't matter where in the cascade you do it, whether you do it early to prevent it, middle to ameliorate it and stop it, or at the end to see if you can recover it. So here's D again. So D is also known as a modulator of cognitive function, meaning memory. Almost all of the neurodegenerative diseases, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, MS, Lou Gehrig's ALS, these patients are found to have low D levels. So getting your D level jacked up is a way to prevent macular, dry eyes, brain, cancer, etc. It's across the board. Very simple. You just have to take it with fat. So D is a hormone. Look for it. And it's often lacking in diabetics. So that many diabetics, because of inflammation and changes in blood glucose, have changes in D. D comes from the sun, but you can't be using sunblock, and it increased your risk of skin cancer or macular degeneration. So you need to protect your eyes and take your D another way. An article showed that students who took notes by hand during classes in college had better performance on examinations later than students who typed up their notes. And many more people, of course, are typing up their notes these days. Ever since ancient scribes have been taking a reed pen to papyrus, that notes were a mainstay for learning and providing a written record of a past recollection. So there's something about writing that incorporates more parts of the brain and therefore does more than just the mere typing, which sort of becomes a reflex. A Journal of Educational Psychology found that just after 24 hours, the computer note takers typically forget material they transcribed. On the other hand, the process of taking notes by hand manually encoded the information more deeply into memory. So the note takers took down fewer words, but they remembered more material. So it's rather interesting. So even when you're planning on doing something or giving a speech, writing it down on a piece of paper may be much more valuable to you in the long run. Had some interesting cases this week that I thought I'd share. 41-year-old guy comes in having had bilateral eye surgery for cataracts 5 years before. So approximately 35 or 36, he had cataract surgery. So did his mother, and so did his grandmother and grandfather. And so may his children if he doesn't do something about it. So just being a mechanic and removing the cataract without saying, what is going on here? The answer is a metabolic defect. And the metabolic defect may be in a way of handling a very specific sugar, galactose, that there are all kinds of subtleties. And so therefore, his children and other people's grandchildren in the family should be tested just to look at sugar metabolism, because that may have other effects, liver and elsewhere, etc. A lady contacted me about her episcleritis. She would get a quadrant of a red eye. The conjunctiva would turn bright red in 1/4 of the eye. First in one eye, then later in another eye, and it would often be handled by topical steroids. But the fact of the matter is, it is due to the bacteria and inflammatory oils in the eyelid. And the mere process of just rubbing the eye to feel good for a few seconds squeezes out this inflammatory toxic material and people get a reaction. Short term, you need a lot of steroids every hour. Long term, change the eyelids by doing Avenova or other sprays. I recently devised 10 tests that you can determine your own eye vision. You can either go to my website, eyeadvisory.com, or iComplexCS, and there are 10 different eye tests you can look at and see how well and grade yourself. If you're not doing too well on them, I would advise bringing it to a physician and sharing that information. But I spend a lot of time thinking on how to do things easier and how people can be their own physicians, because they're the shepherd of their own healthcare. And that's why I bring up these stories. There's so many things, whether it's retinitis pigmentosa, macular degeneration, cataracts, dry eyes, that can be helped. And I have written the Eye Care Revolution in its third edition to share some of these tips with you in order for you to be able to treat and manage them on yourself. Horizontal care is when you and the doctor are on the same level. Wise care is treating causes and not just symptoms. We don't want to just treat a symptom with a drug. Better to have something like vitamin D that can treat across the board. So it's important to know there are many things to do for your own health that are quite simple. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for paying attention to your health, listening to how your eyes are so important to your life, and most important, stay well.